Republicans in Alaska are suing in federal court to overturn the state's strict limits on donations to political candidates and groups. The suit challenges the state's $500 annual cap on individuals' donations to candidates and three other contribution limits. The briefs in the case rely on two recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings, including the 2010 Citizens United decision. Nathaniel Herz, a reporter with Alaska Dispatch News, filed a story on the lawsuit earlier this week. He says Alaska has some of the most restrictive contribution limits in the country.
It's definitely clear that Alaska is, you know, among the lowest five states probably. And, you know, there's some states where the limits are like $5,000. There's some states where the limits are where there are no limits. I think the case that they're making is that, you know, the limits are so unreasonably low that they're, you know, I mean, maybe you're going to get to this, but that they're sort of unreasonable burden restricting free speech. And, you know, I think the Supreme Court has ruled in cases before sort of specifically striking down low limits, kind of like these ones. So
beyond the idea of the amount hasn't kept up with inflation, what else is the harm that you heard from the plaintiff's attorney, Kevin Clarkson? You spoke to him. What does he say the harm is with these limits?
Their central claim is that this is a restriction on free speech. I mean, I think the problem that they have is more practical, which is that they can't, you know, there are folks out there that want to, that, you know, that have money that they want to give to candidates and groups and to causes, and they can't, or they can't give as much as they want. And sort of they need to make a legal argument that that's not legitimate, and the one that they're mustering is a constitutional one.
You also, as part of your reporting on this, spoke to an attorney with a group called Common Cause that seeks to tighten campaign finance laws. He called the Alaska case dangerous. Why did he say that?
Well, you know, you've seen two cases now that the U.S. Supreme Court has decided that have really sort of undermined restrictions on money in politics that groups like this one view as important and beneficial to democracy. And, you know, the question is, what happens if they're invalidated, and what are the appropriate limits if there are limits at all? And, you know, if they're eliminated entirely, like has been done, at least when it comes to independent spending on the federal level, what happens to the political landscape here? And I don't think that anyone is suggesting that Alaska's campaign contribution limits would be sort of entirely erased. They haven't been erased on the federal level. They still exist. They haven't been invalidated by the Supreme Court. But certainly, I think there's a fear that with sort of the attitude of the current U.S. Supreme Court and the majority on it, that you could see more rulings that have a similar impact on these laws and rules elsewhere around the country, or that further sort of change their regime at the federal level.
State Republicans are supporting the case. What about Democrats? You talked about one Democrat that you talked to, but what about other Democrats? Have you heard from them?
You know, there's been not a whole lot of discussion about this, publicly. I reached out to the state Democratic Party, and, initially when I talked to the party's executive director, she said she was not particularly up to speed, and they have ultimately got me a statement that said, you know, they're not fans of this. They do not want to see these limits undermined. But certainly, you know, it seems like so far it's kind of flown under the radar a little bit. I think certainly, based on the reactions I've gotten so far, it certainly seems like there's a lot less enthusiasm about changing these contribution limits from Democrats than from Republicans. And, you know, I had heard after I published the story, there was one Democratic legislator who wanted to remind folks that the Democrats have long been proponents of strict campaign finance rules. I do think that sort of you'll start to hear a lot more about it once this case moves towards trial, which is currently set preliminarily for April.
Nathaniel Herz is a reporter with Alaska Dispatch News.